Offering our most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this week's episode of the Prashanti Vibes, and in all, to welcome you to the Thursday live broadcast that we bring to you every Thursday from our studios at the Sri Sathya Sai Media Center at Prashanti Nilayam. We do hope that all of you are keeping well and you're having a wonderful morning. What just concluded was the live broadcast from the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. As the situation stands today, devotees are not still allowed inside the Sai Kulwantol. So are we. Even we are not permitted to attend the bhajans in the Sai Kulwantol. It is right now only the members of the Sevadal who are in charge of taking care of the Kulwantol and the Vedam and bhajan boys. We'll keep you updated when that status changes and you all can visit Prashanti Nilayam and also attend the sessions in the Sai Kulwant Hall. Before we get on with the programs that we have for today, let's probably revisit the science pyres that we sent out this morning. For those of you who are not aware, it is a mailing service that we've been offering. It's been more than 10 or 15 years since we started this service, wherein we send you Swami's message every morning by email, which goes out from our studios at sometime early in the morning, maybe 3 or 2:30, so that it's early even for the east of the globe where the day starts early. So this is today's message, and permit me, dear listeners, to read it out for all of you. How can we escape pain, suffering and grief and move towards the state of sublimating all doership? Bhagwan lovingly reminds us today in his message, and I quote, "Grief or joy is the image of the activity one engages in. It is the resound, reflection and reaction. The individual soul can be the witness without concerning itself with the good and bad of the activity. When involvement happens, good has to be experienced when good is done, evil when evil is done. Vedanta asserts that the individual soul is, by its very nature, pure and unblemished. This is the accepted doctrine according to Bharatiya thought. But this truth has been befogged by ignorance and neglect. So Maya pollutes the experience and the shade of ignorance breeds evil. But when beneficial activity is engaged in, clouds of illusion are scattered and the reality of the self is realized. All beings, all souls are pure by very nature. Good acts remove the taints of evil deeds and preserve this essential purity. Then the soul is led into the Godward path. The Godward urge will transform the thoughts, words and deeds of the individual." End of quote. And this, dear listeners, is a passage from Swami's Vahini's, the Sathya Sai Vahini, chapter 8. For those of you who are not familiar with this Vahini, this is one of the beautiful and very profound Vahinis, much like the other books that Swami has written. But primarily in this Vahini, Swami focuses on what is the message that Bharatiya tradition gives to the world at large. What is the essence of the Vedanta thought? As we can see here, the primary belief of Vedanta is that the individual soul is essentially pure and nothing can change it. It is the ego which is born out of illusion that makes us do right and wrong. So in that sense, any act, even the idea of good and bad, right and wrong, is all part of illusion. But if we were to return to that pure state of the Atma, pursuing good actions, good thoughts, good deeds, and good impulses, Swami says, is the means that will not only result in good reactions to what we have done, but it will also take us back to that state beyond illusion. And that's what Swami is saying in that beautiful quotation that I just read out. As I said, it's part of the Science Spires. If you have not subscribed to it and you would want to receive it as part of your email, you just have to go to our website and subscribe to the service, which is, of course, like everything else that Swami gives, absolutely free. That goes without saying, of course. Or you can follow us on our social media platforms, be it Facebook, or sign up to our Telegram channel and you will get the quotation. And now you can even sign up to our Telegram channels in Hindi, in Tamil, to receive the same quote translated into that language. The other news that we would love to remind you about, I'm sure Brother Bishu, who did the Prashanti Vibe segment last week, also must have told you. This month we are celebrating the 20th anniversary of Radio Sai. It was way back in the year 2001. Swami launched Radio Sai Global Harmony as a satellite radio during his birthday celebrations. So technically speaking, our 20th birthday is during Swami's birthday. But 29th of August happens to be the day on which Swami visited the very premises that I'm talking to you from. Swami inaugurated, blessed, and infused his inspiration and energy into this space, which we have come to call the Sri Satya Sai Media Center. So it was on August 29th, 2002 that Swami inaugurated this facility. So we have come to celebrate 29th of August as Radio Sai Day. So as we are celebrating the 20th year of the Radio Sai launch, we are observing it on August 29th. And as part of that, we've put out a small initiative. All through the year, listeners and viewers of all the programs that we do send us such heartfelt appreciation and feedback, which is something that certainly plays a very important role and keeps us inspiring, keeps us inspired, keeps us driven. Apart from the very thought that we are doing Swami's work, the feedback that we receive from all of you means a lot to us. It is of immense importance for one to know that the work that one is offering is making an impact, is making a difference to the people who are receiving it. And in that sense, we are very, very fortunate. We know that the listeners of Radio Sai or the viewers of our YouTube programs, they are certainly much more kind than what we deserve, I should say. You're always profuse in your appreciation and very controlled in your critical feedback. And literally, that has been something that has helped us grow, that has been something that has kept us motivated and kept us grounded too. So on this occasion of the 20th year of Radio Sai, we would love to hear from you some of these stories in a manner, receive them in a manner that we can share it with everybody else. This is not appreciation of Radio Sai. This is not appreciation of members of Sri Satya Sai Media Center. This is an expression of gratitude towards Swami for giving us a medium such as this. I sit here and speak. My colleagues and my brothers and sisters who come and interact with you through the radio or any of these platforms are equally grateful to Swami for giving us the Sri Satya Sai Media Center, the Radio Sai Global Harmony, because it has given us the opportunity to connect with Swami just as much as it is giving each one of you listeners or viewers. So we would love to hear your expression of gratitude on this occasion, and if you could send it to us in the format of a video, we would love to share it with all our listeners and viewers too. If you go to our Telegram channel, or if you're part of any of our WhatsApp groups, we have circulated this link of a Google form. The idea is, if you could record your feedback, your wishes, or your suggestions for the future, what impact Radio Sai has made in your life, in what way it has helped you to come closer to Swami. If you could share your thoughts in a short video, not more than 3 minutes, not necessarily 3 minutes long, it could even be a minute or lesser than that. If you could shoot your video of you expressing your thoughts in landscape mode, that's the format that we're requesting. But if you are comfortable with the portrait mode, I think it should be fine. We can deal with that. We will find out a way to work around that. But if you could shoot your video and upload it to a Google Drive link that we have shared on our social media platforms, if you're not able to find that, no problem. You can just drop a message to our official WhatsApp number 9393258258. We will send you the link and you can upload your video. We would love to hear your thoughts on it, on this particular feeling of expression, a feeling of gratitude of how grateful we are to Swami for giving us a platform like this that we can connect to Swami. And we are planning a set of programs that will be centered around this theme. That will be closer to the 29th August. But we are looking at sharing some of these clips that we have already started receiving. We have received quite a few from across the globe. We are looking to accept entries for the next few days. So if you would like to express your ideas, be it a specific incident where you felt that Swami reached out to you through the medium of Radio Sai, or is there any one particular program or any particular offering that we have made which has made an impact in your life, whatever it is, you could share your thoughts. So that is about the initiative that is going on. So the next few days we are still accepting entries, video entries regarding that. This evening we have a very interesting satsang as part of our special Thursday satsangs. We have a conversation with Mr. Balram Kamari. Mr. Balram Kamari is a younger brother from the university, and the special conversation that we are having is around an international award that he was given in 2020. Brother Kamari, a doctoral student of our university, he's a doctoral student in the bioscience department here at the Prashandilim campus. He was awarded the second prize in the annual Agar Art Contest conducted by the American Society of Microbiology. It's a very interesting award. To know more about it, tune in to the Shri Satya Sai official YouTube channel or the Asia stream to listen to that conversation. Brother Bishu is going to be in conversation with Brother Balram Kamari. He is also a very talented singer, part of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, and a brilliant artist apart from being a very keen academic researcher. So that's going to be an interesting conversation. You can listen to that. In a short while from now, I'm going to come back to you for the Gita series, and then you'll have the Outside Inside, Deep Inside program hosted by Brother Bishu. Today I have a special afternoon satsang, so I'm going to come back to you live at 12 o'clock as part of the afternoon satsang as well. So let me take a short break, and in the meanwhile, I'm going to play for you the program that we released as part of the Shri Satya Sai Sangeet this week. We had a small excerpt from a concert that was delivered, that was offered by Shri J.A. Jayant, an upcoming flautist, a very, very talented musician, young musician. He had performed in 2015 as part of Swami's 90th birthday celebrations. So I'm going to play for you that song that we released. If you would like to have a look at the video, it's available on our YouTube channel. I'll shortly join again after this as part of the Gita series, so don't go away. For those of you who are logging off and going to get on with the day, have a wonderful day. May Swami be in your thoughts all through this beautiful Thursday and all through the rest of the week too. I'll meet you on the other side of this small song.